الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ideal University Student brings change in thinking and reality of the society and world. The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with university students and representatives of student associations in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on April 18th, 2023.
I am not saying that you should get martyred. I pray to God that you don't get martyred. Of course, it's fine if you do when you are at an old age, but wait until you're 70 or 80 years old and then get martyred. We need you now while you're still young. Don't get martyred, but live like a martyr. Live like these people and take actions like them. The evil powers are very much against this group. My dear young people, follow the clear path with determination. Follow the clear path of the revolution, Islam, the country, the system, and the like with determination. Our country needs you. You need ideals. One of the few things that is truly needed on the path is idealism. You need hope. You need rationality. You need these. Idealism means looking at distant horizons. As I mentioned, movement is not possible without this. Idealism is the propelling force for movement. Hope is the fuel of this engine.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Without hope, this engine will not move. I will keep thinking and worrying about idealism if there is no hope. And rationality is the steering wheel for this engine. You must think rationally, act wisely, and move forward. As for universities, I have much to say about them. You also spoke about them, and what you said is correct. The problems you mentioned exist. What I want to say is that the lack of a truly comprehensive scientific plan is a great shortcoming in our universities today. We don't know what basis is used for the distribution of students in various scientific fields of study. These scientific courses of study should be in fields that are needed in the country. They must benefit the country. How many students do we need in a certain field? These matters should be considered, and work needs to be done on this. I'd like to ask the Honorable Minister of Science, he's probably among us here, to pursue this matter. It is one of the important tasks that you need to do.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.